Oh shit, bitch.
Yeah.
Oh shit, I didn't think it was gonna work.
Of
Expect. Oh shit.
course it's gonna work. When has it not worked on the first
You
try?
right. This fucking state-of-the-art equipment motherfuckers got. You
Fucking
right.
one take Drake out of this motherfucker.
Oh, look at this shit serious.
right. Welcome, everybody. This is Talk to Bot Podcast. We're your host, Ken and Derek. All right, let's get started.
At prime time. You know, prime time games were crazy.
You know what? Let me. I want to start out with a Sunday night game. All right. Chiefs beat the Jets by the skin of their sacks. It wasn't too pretty.
See, some might say the referees had something to do with it.
Yeah, man, that was some. Like they were playing. It was a pretty physical game, as it is, but like that shit was just. I don't know, man. Like, you can't play a physical game the whole game and then later on in the fourth quarter decide, you know what? We need to start calling some shit. And they did
Right.
that shit earlier, like, and it sucks because it's only like the fourth week. They did that shit earlier this year, and it just so happened to be with the Chiefs with their fucking nonstop fucking, what's that? False starts and shit.
Oh, I thought you were talking like the nonstop Taylor Swift camera.
That, man, that too. Like,
every time.
I do not give a fuck about Taylor Swift. I really don't. I'm not trying to watch these games. And then when I watch football, I don't go, yeah, I wonder what Taylor Swift's fucking doing. Is Taylor Swift there? I don't go in there to look for the fucking celebrities. If I wanted to see a bunch of celebrities or any celebrities, I'd watch a Colorado game because it seems like a lot of celebrities that want to be like either push themselves back into the spotlight or whatever are going to these Colorado games. All of a sudden, all these motherfuckers are, and I don't mean to go to Colorado, but all these motherfuckers are deciding, you know, all of a sudden they're Colorado fans, which is
Yeah.
fucking crazy. But yeah, this whole Taylor Swift thing. I even saw one video where the girl was wearing, she was off obviously a Swiftie or whatever, and she was wearing a Kelce jersey, but she spelled Kelce wrong. She spelled it Kelsey. And I'm
Damn.
Like, bitch, your name better be Kelce. Because, like, your name better be Kelce.
They even changed the picture. On the sleeper app, you know, Travis Kelce's now got Taylor Swift's picture on his as his profile. Like that's his picture. His girl's on there. It's I don't know. I do think it's I do feel like it's gotten a little weird, you know, all the fucking Swift attention and Somebody said that the camera pans over after a touchdown and shows her like she the one that called the play.
Right, right.
Like, bitch.
You'd swear
why do
she's
I
out
give
there
a fuck?
Calling plays. You'd swear.
Right. Why the fuck do I give a fuck that she's hype about it? They gotta show the slow motion. Look at how hype she is right now.
Right. They show them like I'm tired of seeing that, and I'm tired of seeing the Kelce's mom out there.
Oh,
because they showed her
see.
At the fucking Eagles game too
see.
Yesterday.
Here you go.
And
like, she don't do this every fucking year.
Right, right. And then it was like she was just 96 miles away for her other son's game when the Eagles played the Commanders. And I'm like, great. That's great. Fucking great. So the fuck what? Like it's not enough that these motherfuckers got a movie or whatever. Was it Kelce's or whatever?
Oh yeah, they do got a movie.
on Amazon Prime. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Now what? Is it going to be the fucking the Taylors or the fucking Swifties? And then you'll have, you know, Travis Kelce there and his mom, whatever. Like, I'm just getting tired of seeing. I'm just getting tired of seeing the Kelces in general. Kelces, and then you got Taylor Swift. And then, you know, it's just, you don't even, it's fucked up because it's like, no one would know about Jason Kelce if it wasn't for his mom. Like, no one would give a fuck about Jason Kelce.
No, I think his speech when they won a Super Bowl, and I think his podcast is kind of what's making him. He's probably the most famous. No, he definitely is the most famous center of all time. Like, there aren't too many people that know the name of a center. You know, the centers get no love in the league. So he's definitely up there. When it comes
nobody
to that.
Talks about Jason Kelce. It's Travis Kelce's mom. I can't even call it Jason's mom. It's Travis Kelce's mom. Even they're all at dinner, like Thanksgiving.
He is a Hall of Famer. Well, some feel like, you know, Jason Kelce's going to be a Hall of Famer.
And you know, whenever you think circle, some feel like feel
that way.
Whenever you say some feel like, you say it an awful lot. Well, some might say,
there are,
motherfucker, are you counting yourself?
There are murmurings that he is a Hall of Fame center. I mean, he's good. He is good. I feel like when it comes to linemen in the Hall of Fame, I don't know. You just look at the fucking Pro Bowls, and if you have enough of them, put them in the fucking Hall. Anybody out here counting pancakes and shit? Anybody out here saying, oh, shit, yo, the way he fucking, you see the way he snaps the ball? No center ever snaps a ball like that before. You see the spiral he puts on that shit? When the quarterback is right up under, you see the way the quarterback lays his hands on it? Like, no, nobody ever gets into that type of detail.
The last time, like, we heard a center's actually, you know what, we heard Jeff Saturday's name more last year than I heard Jason Kelce, and the only reason why we heard Jason Kelce's name was because Travis was involved.
See,
like, that was it, man. Like, there's,
well, Saturday,
I'm not saying that he's bad. He's a good player, sure. Maybe he might be in the Hall of Fame someday. But it's not going to happen until he's probably almost dead. Because you know how they're going to treat that shit. It's going to be, he's probably going to be like 98, 99 years old, probably 100 plus years old. And they're going to be like, and this year's Hall of Fame inductees, Jason Kelce. And then, you know, at that point, everyone's going to be like, who?
You know, that's another topic, though. That I always found kind of weird is when motherfuckers try to put somebody in the hall that died. Like,
yeah, we've talked about that though. It's fucked up.
The fuck are y'all doing, man?
The thing I want to know is,
got black and white highlights. You have color highlights.
Who's voting these motherfuckers in? It's almost like,
right,
like, with certain things, they just have a big bowl or a box. Like a suggestion box, and they put all these people that played that nobody knows about, at least modern day, you know, people in the modern day era don't know about, and they pick a name out of the box, and they're like, oh, yeah, this fucking guy. We have any highlights? No, they didn't know.
Right.
We have his picture, but it's black and white.
Right.
And that's how they get in the hall. Like, you pull up the stats, you're like, oh, that's...
Hell yeah. Somebody takes a stand, like, you know what? I'm going to name this motherfucker from the 1930s. And they do the slow clap, and then others join. And then next thing you know, bam, you got a black and white picture inductee. Like, who the fuck gives a shit? But you know what? The Swiftie stuff is funny. Because, I don't know, there's something I'm noticing about the Chiefs. Why the Chiefs always got to have extra shit with them? You know, so it can never just be, hey, look, you know, because they got to be on Mahomes all the time. Collinsworth got to be all over Mahomes at any given moment. And then that's just not enough. So they always got to throw more shit in. So they got, you know, his wife and Jackson. And
no, I do think it's what? Funny.
And then, like, seeing, and then now they got Taylor Swift.
You know, I do think it's funny seeing, like, Pat Mahomes' wife in the press box, and she looks all mad.
Right.
She ain't getting no attention. All that fucking bullshit that her and Jackson used to do before games and shit. Like, I guess everyone was kind of like, that bitch needs to add to her age.
Yo, for real. Like, nobody gives a fuck about her. She's a regular bitch.
And then, you know, once Taylor got in there, it was like, thank God we got somebody here that's, one, actually famous, and two, that people actually don't hate.
Yeah.
So, but still, like, I can give two shits. But, you know, that's what I know. I did notice this. I notice this more and more every year, is that whenever you have a player who has their, like, either wife or their girlfriend, and she's either a baddie or she's famous or she's both. If she's any of those, the camera will keep panning over to her.
Yeah.
So I can see that, but come on, man.
Yeah, man.
What the fuck does Taylor Swift have to do with the fact that, oh, Pat Mahomes throws his second interception of the night, pan over to Taylor Swift, like she caught the fucking interception or some shit. Like,
let's fucking look at how she celebrates.
And that's one thing that that Sauce was saying. Like, come on, man. Like, y'all didn't throw that flag until they caught the pass for an interception. It wasn't a PI call until they caught
it. Yeah.
And then, you know, he was like, maybe if I was a Swiftie, you know, maybe the call wouldn't have gone against me.
It's true, man. It's getting weird in that press box.
But believe it or not, you know, just want to let you know that when that happened,
I thought you were going to talk about Jackson Mahomes is still mic'd up somehow.
No, I'm pretty sure he is somewhere, but I haven't checked the recordings.
Oh, you haven't? Because,
but I do have the recording of Sauce whenever that happened, and he realized these motherfuckers are Swifties. So here's Sauce Gardner after the PI call against him late in the fourth quarter that possibly cost him the game.
Damn, that's just tough.
You got a feel for him.
This shit tough.
Don't look at me.
Look at Taylor. Don't look at him.
Don't look at me. Don't look at
me. I am so sorry, everybody. That's
just tough, man. It's hard to hear, man. You know, they played their hearts out. It is what it is. But, you know, like we mentioned earlier, though. See, because, look, this is one thing I'll say about our mics. All right, we keep a lot of people mic'd up, as you know, people that listen to the show know. But some mics we have requested back, like Jackson Mahomes' mic. We just, you know, there's just no need for him to have it anymore. It's just too much drama associated with his mic.
Plus, there's probably shit on that thing, too. It's probably been in his butt.
See, go, ahead. You gotta...
See. Go ahead. My bad.
Anyways, this whole thing, you know, this whole Taylor attention stuff's getting to him. So, of course, he was mic'd up as well. And anyways, he's just trying to plead his case and why he's important and he should get more attention as a real man. Anyway, this is the clip. Jackson Mahomes again at it.
At the end of the day, Ronnie, I am a man.
A man who's gay. You like niggas. Get that through your head.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Oh, no. You went there. You really went there.
I'm not the one. Of course, I'm not the one that puts these clips together. The interns obviously don't understand the shit going on with
That's rough, man. Strick called his ass out. I mean, everyone's got to know.
It's getting awkward, isn't it? It's getting awkward in the press box. Yeah, this old Taylor Swift got people.
You I know, feel like
moving different.
I feel like Jackson's one of those guys that, like, he calls everyone into the family room, like, guys, I have an announcement. I'm gay. And everyone's like, yeah. Like, we motherfucker, know. We know.
Right. Like, it's kind of like the Raiders locker room. like, motherfucker, see? We know, yo. You're the only one not talking about bitches here.
The only time we've seen you with a girl was when you forced yourself on her, and we're still dealing with that shit. So,
see, anyways, that was a close game though. I don't think Mahomes expected it to be as close as it was.
Yeah, it was so close that the Swifties had to get involved.
Yo, Zach Wilson was playing. Zach Wilson was playing and shit, and of course, you know, Mahomes, you know, he's mic'd up. Mm. Yeah, man, we had the Sunday night mics were out.
They were.
You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people felt like, you know, the refs were trying to rob the game or whatever, questions and this and that. But anyways, Mahomes knew what it was. I'm not exactly sure. Anyways, this Mahomes... Well, after the game that some people feel like he almost lost.
Punk ass. Try to rob me. Nigga, I'm king. Shit, that nigga had me scared, but I held my own. Fuck that.
Zach Wilson did have him scared. That is the truth. And you know what? I will say that. Because I don't know if you follow, of course, the Rodney Harrison hate on Zach Wilson.
Yo, that shit
was... And it's like, what? I don't know. Yeah. I feel like sometimes some of these announcers just hate just to do it. Like, they just don't necessarily... They can't think of anything else, so they just say, oh, let me just hate on the motherfucker.
I think that's the problem with not having, like, actual announcers. You just have ex-football players on there. Where they have this nostalgia from when they used to play, and they kind of want that camaraderie with another, like for Rodney, it was like he wanted that camaraderie with a fellow defense player, and he really did try to get Chris Jones to call him a bum.
He did say
that he was garbage.
He did.
He was trying hard.
He was trying to lead him to it.
Like he was trying so hard. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, damn, Rodney. Like, motherfucker. Like, he's not gonna say it. He's giving him his props because he probably knows. Like, he said, oh, yeah, he's special. He just needs time or whatever. And Rodney was just like, nah. Like, you know, you watched that tape and was like, he's garbage. And then, right. Like, kept trying to bait him into it.
And then just try to say weird shit like, well, you know, he's not special. Like, so the fuck what? Like, I don't. And what does that even mean? Like, what does this special list look like? Not everybody can win Super Bowls on the backs of Tom Brady.
Right.
He got his Super Bowl on the back of Thomas Brady. But, of course... I will never forget the David Tyree catch because that was on his bum ass.
For real.
I know you didn't forget it. I couldn't be Zach Wilson. I jumped on there like, look, I'm not. I'll get David Tyree. We could bring him in here. You want to talk about not special? You want to know what's not special was that coverage on that play. What's not special is going undefeated and losing in the Super Bowl. But Zach Wilson took the high road and probably DM'd his mother.
No, I did see something out of Zach Wilson that we haven't seen, I guess, since he's been in the league, is that he started taking accountability for that game, which is nice to see. You know, you saw him on the sidelines kind of going, yeah, like, it's all my fault. I had a clip for that, but I decided to save that. I had a clip for that, but I decided to save it. But yeah, you know, it was good to see though. You know, he knew that if they would have scored some more, you know, then the defense was carrying that team. But Zach Wilson did look good in certain parts. But yeah, he. The hate from Rodney Harrison, that was just a little uncalled for, and then trying to bait another man into hate with him, that's some bitch shit.
Right.
Like, dude, you used to play football too. You know how hard it is out there, especially playing in prime time, especially not having a good offensive line. Like,
right. And he was getting dragged all week.
Like
all week. Not even all week. I feel like since he took over, every single week, people talking about, oh, man, Zach Wilson's fucking trash. This team is trash. This team ain't going nowhere with Zach Wilson. And then all of a sudden he has a good game where you're like, oh, shit, he might actually know how to play football. And motherfuckers got to hate for no reason. It's a damn shame. But I will say, though, not sure if you were paying attention to the underlying story, people observed that Aaron Rodgers is on crutches.
Yeah,
and
he was actually at the game.
Right. Supposedly, you're not even that mobile that far away from the Achilles tear. So they're saying there is a possibility that he could come back right in time for the Jets to miss the playoffs.
Now, I saw a comment on that Rodney Harrison video, and – and someone said, you know, he's just mad that his Patriots suck now without Tom Brady, and
right.
and the Jets are going to make the playoffs, and they're not. And I was like, you know, you had me in the beginning of the comment. Right. The second part, you could have just stopped. You could have just stopped that the Patriots just suck now. Like, you could have just stopped there because, yeah, the Jets making the playoffs, like, that's – a lot of shit has to go right for them to make the playoffs. Yeah, they're 1-3. So are the Pats. But then you also got the Bills and Dolphins that are 3-1.
Yeah.
In their division. So that's just for them to make the division on their side.
Right.
Not to mention the rest of the fucking conference in order to make a wild card spot. Like, I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah.
But I get what you're trying to say.
Yeah, I mean, you want to keep the optimism up. And I understand after watching the Patriots and Belichick get his worst loss ever as a head coach of the Patriots to the Cowboys, of course, because, you know, it would be Dallas. Then I understand why people are feeling down and out for the Patriots. And maybe he's right. Maybe that's why Harrison was hating. I just think he was hating because he's a defensive player. And defensive players typically hate on offensive players.
Well, that's what I was saying. I thought it was funny that he was trying to kind of bait another defensive player,
right.
Chris Jones, into agreeing with him. And he wouldn't take the bait. He was just kind of like, come on, dude. I'm not going to talk about another man like that. Especially
and it's,
after the night they had. Like,
right. And it's a New York team. And, you know, Rodney Harrison, like I said earlier, he does not have a good a good record against those right. types of squads.
Right.
So it might not have been the Giants, but it was the New York squad.
Right. So moving on, last night's game, another New York squad. For some reason, why do they keep doing this? Like,
right. I understand
how many times we're going to see the Jets and how many times we're going to see the Giants in these primetime games, but it's happening too much. Let alone what's happening with the Chiefs being on every primetime game every week, and now with Taylor Swift out there. Like, anyways, yeah. So the Seahawks beat the Giants in a boring-ass, bullshit-ass, bitch-ass, trick-ass, mark-ass game. Fucking 24-3. The Giants had every chance to come back into this game. And it seems like whoever is doing the play calling on offense for the Giants, they're like, they're so predictable. It's like, you know, it's like when you're watching like a press conference or some kind of event and you know a dude is going to cry on TV. Like,
here we go.
You know it's going to happen. You know it's coming. It's fucking ugly.
Here we go. Here we go. We know you're anti-cry.
There's always someone that's going to come out there and defend what's going on. But yeah, their play calling is so predictable. It's terrible. Daniel Jones is obviously overpaid. And for those of you who like, I know I watch a lot of YouTube, just bullshit videos. And there's this guy on there called Houston Jones. And he makes videos of like his friends like hurting him and shit. Cause he's like this bodybuilder dude. And he just hurt him and he's had UFC fighters kick him and shit. It's funny as shit. But for those of you who know who Houston Jones is, if you don't, look him up. He looks just like Daniel Jones in the face. It's fucking crazy. Every time I see Daniel Jones, I can't help but see that.
It might be the same person.
Maybe. I never saw them in the same room together. I know that. But, I don't know if you noticed, like, Geno Smith, he's got a different attitude about him this year. Seems to be talking a little bit more shit to teams. Might think that he's a little bit better than he really is.
I mean, I don't know, maybe not so much this year, but he was a fantasy-relevant quarterback last year.
And what did I tell you about fantasy relevance? It means nothing.
Fantasy relevance will give you, you know, a sense of, hey, I'm fucking good. Pretty fucking good, guys.
Sure. Anyways, so last week, who did the fucking Seahawks play last week? Anyways, last week they showed a thing. Geno Smith was mic'd up. And apparently the Seahawks were down in the first half, and they showed him kneeling down in front of Tyler Lockett, and I forget who the other receiver was.
He was like,
hey man, don't worry about all this shit that's happened. You know, that's on me. That's on me. Anything bad, that's on me. Like, that's not your fault. It's never you guys' fault. And, you know, the video, I go to the comments, and I see people, and they're going, he's the most likable QB in the NFL. You know, oh, yeah, that's my QB. You know, oh, I wish I had a QB like that. I wish I had a teammate like that. If y'all don't shut the fuck up with that dumb shit. Like, sure. If you know you're mic'd up, you're going to say some fucking, you know, inspirational shit to your teammates or whatever. Try to make yourself look a little bit better. You know, get your fans, you know, behind you or whatever. Get the world behind you.
I feel like Russell Wilson used to do that shit on his mic.
Yeah, like, okay, come on, guys. Let's go.
Really,
yeah.
Really happy to be alive. Like, motherfucker, you were just talking shit in the locker room. You come out here with your mic and shit, talking about you're fucking happy to be alive. Can't wait. Well, we were just talking about drugs fucking 20 minutes ago. 20 minutes ago, we were making plans on how we're going to fail our drug test. And all of a sudden now, you're good and this is fucking great.
And the guy that knocked Gino out in New York was like, yeah, motherfucker, that was your fault. Anything bad is your fucking fault. Because you didn't pay my ass, that's why that shit happened. That's why that bad shit happened. But I just think it's funny when people see like a short clip of somebody that's, you know, these players, it's not like they don't know they're mic'd up. It's not one of those things like, all right, guys, in your helmet's going to be a mic. Don't know who it is. It's hidden. So
I know they'd be warning each other like, just hey, got my mic.
Right.
Got my mic.
The funny thing is, it's like, see it's certain not like,
teammates like, don't fucking say the shit we normally say.
Like, it's like Lockett, and you said it was JSN in the video.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't respond to it. They weren't like, oh, no, man, it's not your fault, you know. They didn't say shit because they know, like, motherfucker, what kind of shit are you putting on right now?
See,
trying to put on some inspirational shit.
But how you know he's not really like that?
Really?
Look, yeah. I will say when Gino's 30 for 30 comes out, it's going to be nuts. Because not too long ago, he was, you know, we talked about it before. He was getting punched in the face. And not just like regular, because I feel like when a quarterback gets hit, whether it be your own teammate at practice or in a game, the rest of the team kind of jumps to the defense. But when Gino got hit, punched in the locker room, motherfuckers did not give a shit. Everybody just kept doing what they were doing, like, oh shit, about time somebody punched this motherfucker in the face.
It's because the thing that they didn't tell anybody is that he was trying to plead his case, like, yo, you know I got you. You know I got you. I'm gonna pay you back. And he's like, nah, motherfucker, you said that shit yesterday and the day before. I'm gonna knock your ass out.
He's like, bitch, them drugs were free.
You ain't gonna do shit. And then he got knocked the fuck out for it.
No one jumped to his defense. And so to go from that, from, you know, being knocked out, sleeping in your locker, to, you know, having a semi-successful season last year and at least being the starting quarterback, and I guess you could say to an extent he's a franchise quarterback going forward. That's crazy. That's wild.
Anyways, so, I mean, we saw how good Russell Wilson looked in that offense. And, yeah, speaking of Russell, him and the Broncos finally got their first win. I say finally, like it's like late in the year. But, yeah, they got their first win against the Bears.
Yeah.
So, yeah, now – the Bears are defeated, and the Broncos got one win. And it was actually a pretty crazy game. It seems like the 1 o'clock games were the only ones that were really entertaining, aside from, you know, the Niners giving it to the Cardinals.
Yeah.
But yeah, the 1 o'clock games were a lot more entertaining than all the other ones for the rest of the day.
Yeah, no, that particular one, I mean, they were down like 28-7 or some crazy shit.
Yeah, it was like,
and people were like, oh shit, the fucking Bears, I knew it. All the Bears fans coming out the woodwork, and then damn.
What was funny is like, I told you Fields was gonna come through. I told you. Then he throws like two picks. Like, shit. And everyone else is like, I fucking told you.
Yeah.
I fucking told you, Justin Fields.
No, it's not. He did have a pretty wild.
He did have a good first half. Unfortunately, the coach forgot to tell Justin Fields that there's two halves in a game.
You know. And you know what, though? The Bears, there's an interesting story with the Bears recently. Because, of course, the Bears have two first-round picks. They got one from Carolina, and then they have their own.
And they're about to have pick one and two.
This is the thing, though. So they're about to have pick one and two, right? And, of course, everybody's like, oh shit, they're about to get Caleb. They're about to get Marvin. Well, no, it's even worse. They're like, no, they're about to get Caleb and Marvin. And I'm like, here we go again. Like, sure, you can build the offense. Where's the defense? Who the fuck is going to play defense? You know, it can't just be taking all the exotic players off the draft board. And, of course, everyone assumes the quarterback, that's a given. Like, if they're definitely drafting a quarterback and moving on from Fields. And Fields will probably end up on, like, I don't know, the Cowboys or some shit. But
that would be some funny shit if they had Dak, Trey Lance, and Fields. And Fields will still be a third quarterback.
Because I feel like the asking price isn't going to be high. I don't think they're going to expect, if anything, really, for Fields. And so... Nah.
If they decide to go QB instead of building their line or building their defense like they should, I think Fields might go to the Jets. There's a good chance he might go to the Jets. He's got speed, and the Jets still don't have an O-line. So
yeah, he could. He could. But, I mean, I just think – I know they're going to take Caleb, but I just think that second pick has to be the best defensive player on the board. Like, you cannot go offense.
You would think.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
You would
no,
think.
No, you but can go offense.
You want to bet. And like, they're not going to get
be no in the pick. Top five the following season as well.
I don't see them getting any big guys to help protect the QB or anybody on defense to stop the other team or anything like that. They can have 6 first-round picks, and I still don't think they would build up that
right
the offense or defensive line.
Right. But I just these know guys if I just was, don't.
If, they'll probably get. Let's say if they have like some breakout player this year on the O line or on the D, they'll probably trade his ass away. Like they're. It seems like they take one step forward, 10 steps back, and then. Yeah, if you get like the first overall pick like 6 years in a row, there's a problem. But
I guess we'll see. Caleb and I'm looking at this shit playing out right now, I don't know. I'm doing whatever I can to make sure I slip in the draft.
He better fucking play some Eli Manning shit and be like, I'm not going there.
Right, no, that or fucking, I'm telling you, do some shit to get some charges on your record. Maybe like a hit and run, do the Jalen special, do the fucking hit and run.
Because, you know, Eli was supposed to go to the Chargers. They are the ones that drafted him, and he was like, nah.
But that was, I mean, that's a little different. That's a little different.
But still, it's like.
But yes,
I do. You have to know, being Caleb Williams, you have to know that you are going to the shittiest team.
Yeah, that shit's fucking and oof.
There's got to be a point where he's like, "All right, should I just?" Because you know he's making money in college. Yeah. So there's got to be a point where he's like, "You know what? Let me, you know, Stetson Bennett this shit and play one more year."
Right. Let me just keep going back and until somebody like, fucking trades for that pick.
Because, you know, I saw a video like a couple weeks ago, and there was like a 34-year-old kicker in college, and I was like, God damn, like, motherfucker, you for real?
Yeah, like, but 34? For kickers, these motherfuckers, like, what was Vinatieri was in the league to what, 49? Wasn't he 40 or 45? Vinatieri was in the league for kicker's shelf life.
But that was in the league. This kicker's in like college at 34.
Oh yeah, no,
that's not the same. That's not the same. You can't say, oh yeah, he was in the NFL for in his 40s. That's great. That's the league. Like, this motherfucker's in the college leagues playing at 34. Like, right. Motherfucker, you probably got kids. You know, in middle school right now or whatever, or in elementary school, whatever, like, move on. Yeah. I know motherfuckers ain't buying your jersey.
Motherfuckers are not buying your shit.
Like, there's got to be something. Maybe he just went in late. I don't know. Maybe I'm...
Yeah, but, I mean, if he's any good, he could still have a decent-ass career. You know what I'm saying? You could be 34. Now, at running back, you done already got fucking phase 3 CTE. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's...
Right. But, yeah, that's not a running back. That's a kicker. Anyways, so, yeah. So, on Sunday, the first game of the day was actually, like, early in the morning.
In Andy's room.
Yeah. Jags and Falcons. Yeah. They had a separate broadcast where it was a Toy Story game, which I saw a lot of haters on it, like, oh, never do that shit again. Motherfucker, do that shit like every week.
Shit. Like, right. I was about to say, look, I'm going to be 100%. They fucking advertise that shit like, oh, this is for the kids. The kids. Motherfucker, I was tuned in. I had that shit up when it was on the countdown. Like, you had a 10-minute countdown before the shit came on. And I don't know. I think as a gamer, as someone that has grown up playing football video games, it was really cool because the camera angles that you got on the Toy Story game was that behind the quarterback camera angle. You know, they never show that shit on a live game. And it's not that they can't. They just never do.
I felt like I was playing Blitz again. Like when I
Right. They had the fucking flames coming out whenever you break the run.
But, you know, I can get why they do that. You know, there's a lot of dads out there with young kids. Maybe you're trying to get your kid into football. Yeah. Or, you know, your kid gets to watch kind of cartoons at the same time. Oh, look, it's Toy Story or whatever. Yeah. It's cartoons. And, you know, meanwhile, he doesn't know that he's actually watching the fucking game. So I think they should do that shit every fucking week.
I would not be mad at that. I didn't even watch the real broadcast. I was watching Andy's room the whole fucking time.
But, yeah, there was, believe it or not, one of these kids.
Oh, shit.
Was mic'd up. Like I said, this was for this is for the dads out there with young kids that you know they want to watch the game and you know want to trick the kid into watching the game with them, you know, get him into football. But yeah, this is one of the kids that watched the game with his dad. So so yeah, here he is.
Paint job. What do you think?
I like turtles.
Oh.
All right. You're great.
All right. Guess that motherfucker didn't watch the game.
He enjoyed the game.
Gotta love that.
It was just funny debating this shit with my niece if they're real players. I was like, no, those are real players. She's like, no. That's Toy Story.
No, like, you dumb motherfucker. They're not.
No, bitch. That's Bijan Robinson. She's like, no, it's literally Andy's floor. Like, but no, it was really cool. I do think they should do that going forward. It was a lot better than that fucking cheesy ass fucking slime bullshit they did with the Nickelodeon. You remember that?
Yo, that shit is so that cheesy.
It's so stupid. Like, oh, slime.
Yeah, they just
did the slime.
And it's like the fake CGI slime. Right. It's like
let's hit him with the green
stick. Like, that shit's so fucking corny. They've done that for a couple of like the Niners games, and I'm like, just there's got to be another broadcast that I couldn't watch.
Watching that one.
No, I was watching on my phone. I remember I was at work, and I was like, damn, why
fucking slime Purdy again?
What is the real game on? Because they got this Nickelodeon bullshit on here. Like, it's not even like at least they were creative with this. This past game with the Jags and
hell Falcons. Yeah, man, that camera angle. I never understood that. I never understood why in a live game they don't do that, because they got the, you know, they got the camera that goes above the field, so they could go behind the quarterback. That way you could see the routes and you could see who the fuck's open, and you could see if your quarterback ain't shit or not. Maybe that's why they do it, because they don't want you to see that circle's wide open or triangle's wide open.
I mean, regardless, it's like you can look at it, see it's wide open, but when you're on the couch watching the game, you don't have fucking 4 to 6 fucking 300-plus linemen and, you know, some linebackers coming to take your head off.
That's so true. And you're not already fucking battling CTE, like early onset CTE. Like, so I do understand that I don't have CTE on the comfort of my couch, but I still want to be like, how the fuck did you miss Christian Kirk on that? You know what I'm saying?
Like, I would like to see for like a smaller quarterback, like Purdy or like Tua or something, you know, guys that aren't like 6'4", you know, see how they view the field. Cause a lot of them Right, a lot of these. Well, you see how Bryce
he views the field from the floor. So
Bryce is he's having it rough this year. That motherfucker is definitely on CTE watch.
I'm telling you, there's certain players that should have called out sick and did the Deshaun, and Bryce is one of them. Like, motherfucker, just call out sick. Tell them you got COVID. I feel bad that they don't. I do be feeling bad for teams that don't got their draft pick. You know what I'm saying? Like you're just gonna be trash just to be trash. Because at least if you have a draft pick and your team is, you know, circling the toilet bowl, you know, in a couple of months you're gonna have your Super Bowl, where you get to pick the future, you know, and get to decide who they're gonna take. But when you don't even have a pick, it's like, shit, this motherfucker better hurry up and develop. He better fucking develop and start making plays out here, because Stroud is about to run off with the rookie of the year.
Yeah, CJ Stroud's looking, I mean, he's balling out. He's averaging over 300 yards a game. I mean, the record doesn't really show. I mean, they're 2-2, but still, like, he's definitely getting it done.
No, he's impressed, and he's getting it done without a real – I mean, granted, they have decent receivers, but he doesn't have, like, a real top 10 receiver on that team. I think if, you know, they manage to get him a real target, he could really light it up.
Yeah, like, Nico's been getting it done with him, so it's – yeah, it's – we'll see how he does the rest of the year, coming, you know, sophomore year and all that. But yeah, we'll see. But we got a couple games next week. I know we got actually Thursday night game seems to be possibly another battle of the bums, the Bears and fucking Commanders, which I feel like whoever made the Bears schedule was like, hey man, you know, these motherfuckers should be garbage.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I feel like before the season started, there was a lot of optimism. You know,
there's always optimism.
Judging by their off-season moves, when they got DJ Moore and they had Claypool. Now Claypool, of course, wants out, but I could see where there was optimism. But now it's just the wheels are coming off. I'm betting everything on the Commies.
Right. The way they looked against the Eagles – on Sunday,
yep.
Of course, I mean, they're the one team that played the Eagles really well last year with Jalen Hurts. So, yeah, we'll see how they do. I definitely got the Commies winning that. And, you know what's happening. Of course, we'll talk about this more on Thursday. You know what's happening on Sunday night.
Yo. You already know, motherfuckers already posting the fuck Dallas shirts.
I seen I don't know if you noticed, but the Niners kind of got the Cardinals back for you. Dallas only scored 16 against the Cardinals, so the Niners were like, nah, you can only – we're only letting you score 16 on us. So,
I know
there's that animosity, that rivalry between Dallas and San Fran, but I just want to let you know that, you know, I talked to Brock about it, you know, and the defense, and, you know, we held them to fucking 16 just for Dallas, just for you. So, you're welcome.
I mean, we all know. It's an interesting setup to this game, because one thing I'm starting to realize is that these power rankings are straight bullshit. Like, if we're going to be honest and really dig into these, like, who's a – and I believe what's the flavor of the week? Isn't it the Niners number one? I think they're the flavor of the week.
They've been number one all season.
Definitely not. Because the Chiefs are always number one first. Always.
And now the Eagles are number one. Haven't been number one though.
They were number one before that Thursday game. And then of course they lost to Detroit in the opener. And then it was the Eagles were number one. And then people realize, oh, they're really not that good. And then Dallas was number one. And now the flavor of the week are the Niners. And my question is, who the fuck have they beat? Like, why do I feel like this number one ranking shit is just like, oh, whoever we fucking feel like putting up there, you know.
That's exactly what it is. You know that's what it is.
Like,
it's the most biased shit. It's the most biased shit because you can look at these teams. Like, I don't know, looking at scoring differential, I could say Dallas is probably number one defense. But if you look at everything else, they're like Niners are number one. Because they showed the stats during the Cardinals game.
Yeah, but I feel like you look at teams with, like, significant victories. And no team in that top ranking has beat a team that went to the playoffs the previous year. Like, it's been just really running through bumps.
I mean, it sounds like you're hating, which is fine. It sounds like you're hating.
Well, this is going to be
y'all felt like one. 16 last week.
This is going to be the first one because these are two legitimate playoff teams. They both were in the playoffs. And so this is going to be probably the first true test to see, you know, what's what and who's who. But I will say this, McCaffrey's not scoring four touchdowns. That shit's crazy.
I know you like that.
I was like, what the f-? Well, if you had him on your fantasy team, thank God I didn't play him in fantasy.
I was going to ask you. I know you fucking hated that.
No, like, if anybody that had to play him, that man, didn't he have three in the first half? I'm pretty sure he had three in just in one half.
Yeah, and he got his fourth one in the second half. It was like three rushing touchdowns and one.
For a while, it looked like the Cardinals were trying to win. For like a couple minutes there, I was like, oh, shit, the Cardinals might have some self-respect.
Like I said, the Niners was like, all right, they only let Dallas score 16 the previous week, so we're going to do that to them. Similar to what the Bills did to Miami this past week.
True.
You know, Miami scored 70, only let the Broncos score 20. So the Bills were like, all right, you're only scoring 20. We're not going to run the score up on you, but whoever had Diggs had to play against Diggs and Josh Allen.
Yeah, Diggs is on. That was another one that went off.
Yeah, Diggs and Josh. Josh Allen have like five TDs?
Yeah,
or some
he
shit?
Did. Like, yes, he did.
Crazy. I want to switch gears though.
Well, no, I was gonna say I do. That game is funny because I feel like every time it's all the Dolphins, AFC favorites. They always people and the analysts always forget who's in their division. Like the Bills are still there, and the Bills are still king in that division. Until they can run through the Bills, they're always going to be considered the little brother to the Bills. That's just the way it is.
Right. And they – and, I mean, just like this week with the Niners and Dallas, like, they really haven't Who have they beat this year? Who have the Dolphins beat this year?
That is true. They just scored a lot of fucking points. They do that. But I don't even think the Chargers made the playoffs last year. So that doesn't even count.
Right. So they really haven't beat anyone either. I mean, realistically, it's fucking – we're going into week five. So nobody's really beat anyone. So, yeah, the schedules are going to get harder. I kind of wish this was later on in the year or that we didn't have to see Dallas till the playoffs so we can knock your bitch asses out again. But, hey, that's okay. I saw that. Did you see the interview with Dak? Like, I swear reporters ask the dumbest shit. Like, so are you mad?
Were you
about the exit last season against the 49ers that you have to see next week? And he's like, he just looked at him like, bitch, like, the fuck kind of question is that? Like, if I wasn't on camera, I would slap the shit out of you right now.
Right.
And I feel like reporters ask these dumbass questions like that because they know they're not going to get the shit slapped out of them.
Right. And they don't ask the real questions. Like, why the fuck were you sedated for 11 hours?
Did your butt really hurt when you woke up? Did you hear a lot of... Can't do it because I got the mic filter in my way. But the little
anyways, it's all good. Anyways.
There you go. Did you hear that when you were waking up? Was everyone zipping up their pants when they realized okay. You woke up?
So there was a super fight this weekend for fight fans.
Yeah. So Canelo beat Jermell Charlo, which I'll get on that in a second. Yeah, Canelo Alvarez beat Jermell Charlo in a super middleweight undisputed fight pretty handily. I mean, there's not much more you can say about that. Like, it looked like
he whooped his
Jermell
ass.
Was fighting scared.
And he was surviving. I wouldn't really even call that fighting. It almost looked like when he was getting jumped by one guy and he was just trying to tread water for 12 rounds. But my problem isn't necessarily the situation. It's just the fucking excuses afterwards. Why does everything gotta become, the weight was such a problem. And then Stephen A's dumbass wanna be like, oh, he fought the wrong twin. Like, what the fuck?
Here we go.
So, like, do you really think people are going to go out and buy a fight with his twin? No one gives a fuck about his twin.
It wouldn't have mattered. It really wouldn't have. Like, is his twin undisputed too? Don't they fight in the same weight class?
Yeah, I don't fucking know. And even if I don't know. I just think when your twin came out that poorly, then no, I'm not going to want to fucking run it back and see him fuck up his twin.
Look, I can see if Jermell Charlo had to go down two weight classes. But to go up with his frame, I mean, people forget he's like 4 inches taller than Canelo. So it's a lot easier to put on, 12, 13 pounds when you're 6 feet tall compared to when you're 5'8", like Canelo is. So I don't think it's a secret that Jermell Charlo has to cut weight to box in the weight class that he's undisputed in.
Yeah,
like,
but
just being at 154 at 6 feet tall is pretty crazy in itself. Realistically, he probably should be at super middleweight for his size. But to say, oh yeah, it's my weight, I didn't feel like, motherfucker, you knew about this fight for however long.
Right.
So, and it wasn't just like, it wasn't like Canelo was out there headhunting, because I've seen Canelo fight. Like when he fought Billy Saunders, like he was out for blood at that fight because all the shit that he was talking. He was like, no, I'm going to break this motherfucker's eye.
It's horrible. Like,
and you saw the difference in fighting when he fought Saunders compared to when he fought Charlo. Like, he wasn't – if he wanted to knock out Charlo, I'm pretty sure he would have done it. But he was just kind of like, oh, it's like a sparring session, whatever. I don't want to make him look too bad. But, yeah, I think that was more of like a tune-up fight for whenever, because I know at the end of the fight, he said, well, they said, well, who are you going to fight next? And Canelo's like, you know, I'll fight anybody, you know, and they mentioned Benavidez. And he's like, whatever, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, it should definitely be him or Crawford.
But for Charlo to try to say, I'll fight Crawford, man, Bud will beat his ass.
Well, Crawford already said that he was disappointed in his showing. He said he came out there, something along the lines of, he came out there like he's got no pride, no self-respect. He just fucking was surviving, and that there's no way he's going to fight him. He's not going to waste his time on him.
Which I don't blame him. Right. Because you know when you have two undisputed fighters going at it, like, that's your pride's on the line. Your name is on the line. Whatever you want to call it, all excuses aside, like I said, I understand if it would have been a weight cut where he had to cut weight to make a lower weight class.
Right.
But, dude, you probably didn't really have to cut much weight if you did have to cut weight.
Well, you know, because, you know, I got to keep you abreast on the murmurings. But there's also murmurings that Jake Paul, well, not even murmuring. Jake Paul actually came out and said, Canelo don't want that smoke.
Here we go.
If there is an opponent that I would rather watch than Crawford, and it would be Jake Paul. I feel like the world really needs to see a boxer, a real top shelf boxer versus Jake Paul. I think that will truly show everybody the difference, that there are indeed levels to this profession, just like any profession. I personally would love for that fight to happen. Jake Paul, Canelo, I would love to see that fight.
As much as I would love to see that, it's like he couldn't even handle Tommy Fury. And he is levels below Canelo. He's levels below his own brother, Tyson. So for me to be like, there's a lot of fighters like Benavidez that have legit earned their way to fight Canelo. Like, there's legit boxers in his weight class or in these weight classes that have fought for years in boxing where this has been their life, that have earned the chance to fight Canelo. And that's the reason why I wouldn't want to see the Jake Paul fight, or one of the reasons why, is because you got so many fighters that are, you know, that are in line. Like, Jake's at the very – I don't even think he's in the line. Motherfucker, you – at a press conference, he said that he wanted to become world champ one day. You're not going to become world champ by fighting a bunch of retired-ass UFC fighters. It's not going to happen. I'm sorry. Unless they make a belt like the UFC made that – bullshit ass BMF belt, which it's funny, like, usually I don't really care what Islam Makhachev says, the lightweight UFC lightweight champ. I just don't give a shit what he says, but what he said makes sense. The BMF title is for those who can't win the real title. So yeah, I can see him going for a title like that, where the title doesn't really matter, any real champ doesn't really want that title, because it's like, it's a bullshit title. You have to make something up for you to win. It's like a participation trophy.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's earned the right to fight Canelo. It's just like, if fight a lot of people below him first. Fight real boxers first. Shit, Faisal. Yeah, but
that, I mean, that would be the best opponent he's had, and that would be the closest thing he's going to get to a real legitimate championship fight. Like, fighting Canelo right now would be the best. So I personally want to see it because it will be a lesson. Man, that's not the one. And I know he's probably thinking, I'm going to come in there heavy. I'm going to outweigh his that. That's fine and all. But when he connects that power, he has never felt anything like that. And so
I think that was another thing that got Jermell Charlo too, is he was like, yeah, we're going up to super middleweight. I get that. But I think, and they said that during the fight, like, a lot of people are surprised when they feel Canelo's power. And you see that with a lot of fighters, especially in the higher weight classes that have fought Canelo and have gotten stopped by Canelo.
Yep.
Like, that shit's like, you know, that power is no joke. He's not exactly, yeah, he's the same height as Bud, but he's built totally different.
Yep.
But that would be a good fight. I would like to see Bud against him, or if for whatever reason Canelo accepts to fight, you know, decides to, and they didn't ask him about Jake Paul, and he just kind of laughed it off, like, nah, he's not gonna, this motherfucker won't make it. Like, cause you can see, like you said, there's levels to that shit, and he's just, and
he
not
takes
there.
It serious. This ain't no, you know what I'm saying? He's not hurting for money. You're not gonna, he's got plenty of horses, you know.
But you know what? I'm a little, like, I was looking at, like, because I was looking up stats for Jermell Charlo, and, like, his parents got to be the most uncreative motherfuckers out there. Like, how are you going to name your kid Jermell and Jermall? Jermall and Jermell.
Yeah.
That is the most uncreative shit. That's like George Foreman naming his three sons George. Like, the shit's, it's fucking weird. Like, you couldn't come up with any other name. Like, all right, you know, what do you want to name this son? You got twins. Oh, we'll name him Jermell. And, because for the longest time, I thought it was Jamal for the longest time.
Yeah.
No, it's Jermell and Jermall. Like, I don't know.
I was like, hey.
Whatever you want to call it, yeah. Whatever you got, maybe it is hate. But that shit, I was like, yo, you couldn't, like, you could have named him Jeremy, something. I don't care. Like, but Jermell and Jermall is weird. Yeah. Like, I don't know. And then, but yeah, it does bring me back to, like, George Foreman naming his three sons George. One's like George Jr., George III, George the Fourth, and then his daughter's Georgina. like, you know, his kid's mad as shit at him.
Like, why the fuck you had to name us after you had CTE?
Like, you couldn't fucking... You
couldn't think of this shit before this?
Like, you couldn't just name me, like, Stephanie or fucking...
Grow.
The daughter's mad as shit. But anyways, like I said, we got a Thursday night game coming up. Bears and Commanders. Kind of a battle of the bums. We'll see. Will Justin Fields get his first win this year? Because apparently they haven't won since for over a year now.
I mean, no. No, I told you I'm betting on the Commies. I don't even really like betting on Thursday games, but I'm betting on the Commies.
Yeah. And it looks like the Jags are playing in London again this coming week. But we'll get on
that. Yeah, they need to just fucking move there. Like, stop faking it. We know the Jags are the team. We know that's who the NFL wants to send over there. So just fucking move there.
Yeah. We'll see. But anyways, until next time, ladies and gentlemen, kiss your grandma good night. Let your dog out the potty.
CTE is real.
Peace, motherfuckers. Meow, meow, meow.